Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Highlight Sports. I'm Jackie. Love sports, love Radio CUC. We are Highlight Sports. Let's have a brief introduction of our programs today. First and foremost, world sport news. Vivian and I will share you the latest sport news. Secondly, Tracy and Ruby will bring you the live information about the Bird Nest game. Then, on Weekly 4C, Blue and Jesse are having a heated discuss on Manchester Derby. Next, take a break and let the Ray show you a Nike advertisement. After the break, hey you man, go and play volleyball with Sagaras. Last but not least, The Great will brought to you by Kate and Blue introduce the legendary football player Diego Maradona. Are you ready? Let's go!
Welcome to today's World Sports News, brought to you by Highlight Sports. I'm Vivian.
I'm Jackie.
Here's the latest news about your favorite sports events. Hope you guys can enjoy it and support us.
Real Madrid beat Barcelona on 3-1.
Robin van Persie salvaged a point for Manchester United.
Beijing Guoan made a clutch goal against Guangzhou Hengda.
Serena Williams won the championship.
Now it's in detail.
Real Madrid ended Barcelona's unbeaten start to the La Liga season with an emphatic 3-2-1 victory at the Bernabeu in the first El Clásico of the season on Saturday. But as a fact, Barcelona's opening goal, which is from Neymar, scored early at the 4th minute.
All Real Madrid fans were under pressure, but it proved to be a costly miss at the home side group stage, and after some near misses, Benzema hit both the post and the bar with separate attempts. Real got a reward when Gerard Piqué used his arm to block Marcelo's cross from the byline. Then Cristiano Ronaldo duly scored it, cheering the whole team up. The next two goals appeared in the second half, were scored by Pepe and Benzema, ended the game with the victory of Real Madrid.
Wow, that's a real come-from-behind triumph. Amazing! And Barcelona is still leading, with Real Madrid a point behind.
Yeah, and let's move to England to see another focus game. Robin van Persie salvaged a point for Manchester United against English Premier leader Chelsea with an injury time equalizer in a 1-1 draw at Old Trafford Sunday.
He's really, really, really the real man.
Sure, United's starting defeat in the face of patrolling to a Didier Drogba's goal when Angel Di Maria won a free kick which led to a dismal of Ivanovic for a second yellow card. Di Maria's delivery was met by the excellent Mairone Fellaini after the Thibaut Courtois pushed out his head effort. Van Persie smashed the ball home just before the end of the game.
Really an on-time goal. And Chelsea also acts well, keeping staying top at the EPL by 4 points from Southampton, with United back in 8th and 10 points adrift. Looking forward to the following games.
Waiting for them too. Back from Europe, hear the news from Chinese Super League. Guan made a clutch goal against Hengda, which means the final winner still could be one of both. Wish them good luck.
As for the tennis, 4 days after suffering a humbling defeat to Simona Halep, Serena Williams turned the tables on Romanian to win the 5th WTA Finals title with a crushing straight set, 6-2-3 and 6-2-0 sweet victory in Singapore Sunday when world second-ranked Maria Sharapova didn't make to the final. Though having beaten A. Radwanska, Sharapova was shamefully out due to the former two losses. That also means Williams will stay top of the rank. What's more, it was a pity that Peng Shuai and Xie Shuwei were beaten in the final of women doubles.
Feel sad, but we still have chance to get a better grade. That's all for today's World Sport News. Thank you for being with us on behalf of our team. I'm Jackie.
I'm Vivian.
See you next time.
See you. We'll be right back.
Good evening, my friends. Welcome to today's highlight game. Today, I'm going to bring an exciting football match in the Bird's Nest to you. It's a match between two old foes, Brazil and Argentina, on October the 11th. Now, let's get back to the live game.
It was a highlight game as 100th battle between two teams. There was no seat left and the audience were boiling when players entered the pitch. They both chose the 4-4-2 formation and the game got off to something of a low-key start, with both sides saw it as a performance rather than a battle.
Indeed, the first chance for the note came in the 9 minutes when Messi managed a breakthrough on the right side, straightly passing the ball to Sabaleta. The latter kicked the rolling ball back to Aguero, followed with a sideways half-volley striking high above the post near the penalty. Almost the same scene appeared again on the 22 minutes. Argentina has a weak hand on the offensive side, particularly on the midfield battle in Abuvias.
However, when the victory started to blast Brazil from the 28 minutes. After intercepting on the front court, the Brazilians soon organized a counter-attack which caught Argentina on the hook. Oscar passed the ball directly to the middle and Fernandes headed to make a clearance, only to find it flew high into the air but still fell close to the goal. Just then, Tardelli devoted a dead trick without hesitation. Goal! What amazing goal! Brazil took the lead and all fans there went crazy.
A series of errors caused Argentina's falling, but the offensive of Brazil was far from stopping. Just 5 minutes later, Neymar rushed straight to the midway with the ball running forward. Demichelis was forced to be broken through, and what is dangerous to Argentina is that Neymar was one-on-one with the keeper. What's worse, he broke the keeper's ankle. Everyone was holding their breath to see whether it could be the next goal. A close-range shot was delivered to the corner, but it's so dramatic that the ball touched Romero and changed its way. What a pity! The talented young forward posed a threat to the Argentina again within 3 minutes. He performed a wonderful 1-2-3 play to break loose and race toward the goal area. Soon, he was caught in the crossfire again. Three backs managed to ward off his assault.
Argentina struggled to find their rhythm and they made it. 6 minutes before the end of the first half, Di Maria was chipped in the penalty area, which won a penalty kick for his team. There was no doubt that Messi took the responsibility to even the score. He took a deep breath and delivered a corner ball. It was safe, incredible. Messi should miss this perfect opportunity. His fans also buried their heads in hands with unbelievable looks on faces.
On the second half, Brazil had totally set the pace. They created plenty of threat shots and the goal on the 82 minutes helped them ensure the victory. Oscar kicked a corner ball to the midway. Luis jumped but failed to head the ball, tardily falling behind the finisher's shot with a diving header. Another goal! The audience boiled again for the heroes.
But Argentina still tried their best. 2 minutes before the end, Messi obtained a free kick opportunity. The ball flew to the goal, rubbed the post, and fell outline.
Brazil finally won the game, but Argentina is also worth respecting. They brought us a feast of ice and showed sport spirits during the match. We should see greater Brazil and a great Argentina.
So, on the 100th anniversary of the very first Super Clásico, it was Brazil who took the spoils after the 96th version of the fixture, beating Argentina by 2-0 in Beijing. After 7 games for the Seleção without a goal, Diego Tardelli finally broke his duck and scored both. A sweet volley for the first and a simple second-half tap-in following a corner. A disappointing night on the whole for Argentina. They had all their big names and they started the game well, but they simply didn't translate their possession into decent chances. A missed penalty by Lionel Messi, compounding their misery. As for Brazil, a third win and a third clean sheet for them since Dunga replaced Filipao as coach, and a good day all round.
Okay, that's all for today's highlight game. Thank you for your listening. We'll bring you another wonderful match next week. See you next week.
See you.
Boys and girls, glad to see you, and I'm your friend Jesse.
Hello everyone, this is Blue. Welcome to today's weekly 4C.
Well, Blue, you look quite delighted today. Any good news?
Oh sure, I got a good place in the mixed basketball matches.
Congratulations, it seems that your effort has paid off.
Thanks, although a blanket of brown haze has settled over the city for several days, I still keep practicing basketball every day. And then how about your table tennis match?
Well, the outcome isn't good for me. The freshmen are more vigorous than I imagined. I was unfortunate to lose in the final round.
Wow, what a pity. Well, I've got a news that you may be interested in.
What's that?
The open tournament of the table tennis in China is about to start.
Really? When will the competition be held?
Next week is on November the 5th to 9th.
Well, I think there is no doubt that Ma Long will win the championship.
Why so confident?
Because he has won the championship 3 times in a row. It is his sublime skill and good feeling on the board that makes him stand head and shoulders above others. He excels both in the close table fast attack and far front table defense.
Most competitive sports did involve the element of fortune. Let's wait for the final result.
By the way, do you know there is a game between Manchester United and Manchester City Football Club on the evening of November the 2nd?
Of course, the 10th round of Premier League.
The game is doomed to be severe and fascinating, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, which team do you think will win the final?
From my perspective, Manchester City Football Club will win the championship. In recent seasons, Man City has more victories than defeats against Man United. Man City didn't make big change to the players, so they are full of experience when facing their old opponent. While Man United has introduced some new players this summer, which may cause them lack of experience, so the result is really hard to predict.
Okay, I think so too. And do you want to hear some voice from Manchester United fan?
Certainly. From whom?
Our old friend Jackie. He's a huge Manchester United fan. I have interviewed him before. Now let's share his opinion. Hello, Jackie. What's your idea about the coming match between Manchester United and Manchester City Football Club?
Thank you, Jesse. The match between Man United and Man City is about to start. Both teams are outstanding with long history. Neither of them must be defeated by its old enemy. Man United and Man City, two old opponents from the Premier League, will bring us the derby in the coming Sunday. This summer, Man United have renewed by new manager Louis van Gaal. He invested a lot of money in the transfer market, introducing Di Maria and Herrera. Both of them have produced a good performance in recent matches. Man United adopted a new 3-5-2 formation, which made it achieve great success during United preseason tour. But when in the real Premier League, this new formation became a disaster. Man United began the league campaign with a 2-1 defeat at Swansea City. After that, Manchester United suffering a shocking defeat by Milton Keynes 4-0. A significant amount of injuries have a great impact on the team's defense, which may be the main reason of the defeat. Recently, Valencia had picked up a hamstring strain against Everton. The injuries have already announced to 5 persons. Only after the injured player back to the football field can we criticize the new manager's tactics. In the past few weeks, the Reds has been a better ship with 3 wins and 2 defeats. Hope there will be more interest back to the games and perform well when facing the powerful opponent. I think Man United had the strength to win the championship. However, the team hasn't shown the sufficient stability in current season. Problems and challenges are waiting for Louis van Gaal. His revolution is continued to be the focus under the microscope. Whether Manchester United is going backwards or forwards. And let's pay attention to the Manchester City Football Club. This team is so strong defensively and steadily that it has registered 5 victories and 2 draws in the new season. and only dropped one game so far. However, contrary to all expectations, Man City lost 2-1 to West Ham United last Saturday. Hope they will keep the mentality and go by a straighter manner when facing the following match with Man United. Fortunately, Man City had the home court advantage this time. Perhaps the game will be one-sided. Let's wait and see.
Well, although Jackie is a Manchester United fan, he believes that Manchester City is more likely to win.
Yes, you are right. Okay, my dear audience, will Manchester City defeat Manchester United, as Jackie said? Watch it and find the answer yourself. The final is coming on November the 2nd. Do not miss the exciting game. I'm Jessie. Thank you for your listening. Next goes an interesting advertisement. Stay tuned.
Bye-bye.
Hello everyone, I'm Ray. I'm going to bring you an advertisement on Nike FC. Let's check it out.
We are Nike FC. We're not a team, we're a club. We kick off anytime, anywhere. We don't play football, we live it. There's no main stand, no billionaire owner, no fluffy mascot. From 1994 until today, our history was made by fearless legends. Our future will be written by the daring and the brilliant. With a flick of the toe and a pop of the collar, those who know that without risk, there is no victory.
Thank you for your listening. Stay tuned. Harder, faster, better, stronger. Texting ladies extra longer. Cause we got to beat that bounce. We got to beat that pound. We got to beat that 808. That boom boom in your town.
Good evening, everyone. I'm your new friend, Sargeras. Welcome to today's Young Man. In this semester, I will be one of the hosts of the brand new program Highlight Sport. Hope you guys like us. Okay, let's back to our point. In my program, I will introduce the basic knowledge of sports events. This time, I'm going to introduce volleyball. First, allow me to introduce some rules. Volleyball is a team sport in which two teams of six players are separated by a net. Every team also has six players for substitution. When the ball hit the ground, or a team has touched the ball for four times, this round will be over. So a team can only touch the ball three times in attack. In the game, the team who won the former point start the ball. There are also some rules in a team. Those tall and strong team members will be the main attackers. They smash the ball to ensure that the opponent team can't get the ball. To assist good balls for main attackers, setters need to set up the ball high and steady going. So setters are the core members of the team, and they usually are the captains. But the most important roles are the passers. They respond the first touch of the ball from the opponent team. If they could pass the ball nicely, setters can set up ball for main attackers, and the main attackers can smash harder and effectively.
For the actions are quickly to learn, it is easy to play volleyball. Now let me show you some actions. Okay, first of all is digging. When the ball comes, crunch and ready to hit the ball. Your arms should be straight. Your left hand should catch your right hand and crown both thumbs. Look at the ball and take the aim. Make sure that the ball hits your wrist. Like this. The ball flies straightly to the sky. But it will pain a lot if you are a beginner and your wrists are easy to hurt. So I suggest my listener to use softer ball for the first time you play.
Last, I would like to make a brief introduction about the history of volleyball. On February the 9th, 1895, in Holyoke, Massachusetts, William G. Morgan, a YMCA physical education director, created a new game called Minotate as a pastime to be played indoors. The first rules, also written by Sir Morgan, after an observer, Alfred Halstead, noticed the volleying nature of the game at a first exhibition match in 1896, played at the International YMCA Training School. The game quickly became known as volleyball. Okay, this is the end of Yao Ming. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned.
Welcome to today's The Great 10 Minutes. I'm today's host, Kate.
And I'm Blue.
This week we'll still bring you one great sports name and one great sports game. We all know the World Cup, especially for some crazy football fans. We will never forget one person, Diego Armando Maradona, and the game that he created, the Miracle 10 Goals.
About Diego Armando Maradona. Maradona was born on October 30, 1960, in Villa Ferrero, province of Buenos Aires, Argentina. He was raised in an underprivileged family and spent his adolescence playing football in the streets of his neighborhood.
There is no doubt that Maradona is a talented child in playing football. He made his debut at the age of 16 and throughout his professional career, he played 692 official games, scoring 352 goals. At 16, he made his debut in the first division of the club Argentinos Juniors, and soon after he scored his first goal against San Lorenzo de Mar del Plata. He played for Argentinos Juniors until 1980, totally 166 games, where he scored 115 goals.
In 1977, he debuted with the Argentina national team against Hungary, and in the 1978 World Cup, Menotti national team's coach excluded him from the team, arguing lack of experience.
In the Juvenile World Cup held in Japan in 1979, Maradona was the captain and the team had an impeccable campaign, winning the Juvenile World campaign in Tokyo. Afterwards, Diego signed with Boca Juniors Athletic Club and played his first game with them in 1981, scoring two goals against Torres team, and the team eventually won the national championship by Diego Armando Maradona's hand.
In 1984, he began to play for the Italian club Napoli and debuted at the San Paolo Stadium during the Italian Cup, where he scored the winning goal. From then on, Diego started a winning spree with Napoli and came them their first championship in the history of the club during the 1986-1987 season.
In the 1986 World Cup Championship held in Mexico, the Argentine national team led by the coach Carlos obtained the world title after defeating Germany 3-2 in the final game.
After a prohibition of 15 months, meanwhile he continued his career in Naples, where he confronted a scandal involving an illegitimate child and was also for failing drugs controls.
Between 1992 and 1993, he briefly and unsuccessfully played for Spain's Sevilla team and for Argentina's Newell's Old Boys team.
During 1993, Alfio Basile, the national team's coach, included him in the national team's roster and he played during the qualifying season, leading to the 1994 United States World Cup. In November 1993, the Argentina team, with Maradona in the leading role, qualified for the World Cup after defeating Australia 1-0 at Rivers Plate Stadium in Buenos Aires. In 1995, Diego returned to Boca Juniors, with whom he played 29 games scoring 7 goals, and October 25, 1997, he played his last professional game against River Plate, where Boca Juniors won 2-1.
On November 10, 2001, he had a farewell game played at the Boca Juniors Stadium before 60,000 spectators. The game was played between a mixed team of Argentine players and a star team with international renowned players.
Then since 1994, he was being worked as a coach and played an important role in all over the football world. Though the 1986 World Cup has many exciting and inspiring matches, in this time, I will only introduce the most controversial Argentina against England classical quarterfinal match.
His goal with the historical issue that the world just 4 years ago, every Argentine puts their hope and expects Maradona to beat them to the punch. And as expected, Maradona did not fail them.
He goes into and beats down the England team by himself. After relatively flat in the first half, the second half of what happened shocked the fans around the world. 51 minutes, Argentina made a diagonal pass into forbidden zone and all of the England rear defense rushed up and tried to surpass. Then Maradona scored a handball that was not caught, a play known as the Hand of God. And because of that, Argentina was lucky to lead.
If you said this ball was controversial, what happened after 5 minutes can completely shock the world. Maradona began dribbling down the midfield, broke through the four England players by using the deceptive movements and ran directly into the penalty area. Finally, he beat the goalkeeper Hilton and scored a goal. This fantastic goal has always been mentioned by people to this day. This splendid goal also was awarded the best goal in the World Cup history. Due to Maradona's magical performance, Dolan could score for England in the rest of time, but it was too late. Argentine team defeated the England by 2-1, made it to semi-finals.
Diego Armando Maradona was one of the best football players of all times. So this is basically today's The Great and also the end of our program. So hope to see you the same time next week. So see you.
See you.
Cast, producer,
Tracy 龙鹏,
anchor, Blue 曲浩宽,
Jackie 刘佳琪,
journalist,
Ruby 曹阳,
Sagaras 陈云涛,
Ray 陈瑞,
Kate 袁英曼,
Vivian 龚怡杰,
Jesse 王倩.
Love Sports, Love Radio, CUC.